Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show with Dr. Pat Allen. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter and director of the Dr. Pat Allen Wan Institute. We are so fortunate to have Dr. Pat and staff Sue Wagner, Kelly Ward, and Patricia Eltage available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show is 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the callback and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you about our sponsor, the Wan Institute. The Wan Institute currently provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of WANT training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want more information regarding the WANT Institute services, please email me at info@drpatallen.com. That's info@drpatallen.com. Or you can call the office at 949-723-0338. Tonight we have Dr. Pat, Kelly Ward, and Patricia. Ladies, are you all on?
I'm here.
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Pat. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you?
So, we're all great, and we're so happy to join us tonight, which is a wonderful holiday week. Yes. So, what do you have to say for everyone out there who adores you and respects your work so much about this holiday season?
Well, I really appreciate that the world has set up ritual gift-giving experiences which give us a chance to help myself and whoever I'm wanting to be with to feel good in gift-giving, card-giving. So with that in mind, I want to say that there are two motives for doing ritual holidays.
Mm-hmm.
They are to help people love one another physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually in a way that allows them to share love, joy, faith, peace, empathy. Anyway, there's two choices that can be made. One is gratification. I want to give a present. I want to give a card that is so grandiose, it overwhelms everybody. And what that does is it starts a program of thing exchange. My thing is bigger and better than your thing. But a truly, truly spiritual, loving person wants to feel good about you and them feeling good. And that is satisfaction. So I'm going to quote someone, the Dalai Lama, I hope the audience knows. He made a statement which I really like. He said, when you really love people, you basically do not override them. You don't treat them like they're things to be controlled and being controlled. So if you want to really share a relationship and take advantage of the holidays that are now upon us, your job is satisfaction, that you will physically treat the person that you want to share with as if they're human, and you want you and them to really enjoy the exchange. You are not there to compete with their employer or your friend. You're there to share love. And that means, pardon?
Yes, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful description.
So
and,
I want you to hear this. Dalai Lama said, treat people with love, feeling good. Do not treat them as if they're things to be bought and sold. Our goal is not gratification of bodies. Our goal is satisfaction of the body, mind, and spiritual.
So gift giving then will demonstrate a generosity of spirit. And that's beautiful and beautiful words of wisdom, Dr. Pat. And we love hearing from you. And thank you so much for your words of wisdom always.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Oh. We might have some callers, but I
there's
do
one.
Have...
Yes, there's one here.
No, we don't have any callers on yet.
Okay.
I do have, before we get callers, I do have a question from the audience. Let's see. There's a little bit of scratching noise, Kelly, I think. Yeah, thanks. Let's see. I have somebody called in. It says... Last time I was on, I was asking if you could explain to my boyfriend about flagging your partner when you want to switch energies. He tends to mix his thoughts and feelings. I tried to explain why we try not to do that because it makes one partner a zero when one is trying to get respect and cherish. I have studied Dr. Pat's books, seminars, small groups, and therapy with her. I'm well versed in it, but I feel masculine teaching and preaching to the boyfriend. So I was hoping you could explain it so I don't have to, if that makes sense.
Go ahead, Sue. That's a really
well,
good
question. I mean, she does understand, doesn't want to teach and preach, which that's a good start. However, we both switch to masculine and feminine, so he can't always be in his masculine 24/7. And she can't always be in her feminine. You have to do the dance and commingle. What would you say how to switch him? Because he may say how he feels, but then she can switch him back by telling him, asking him what he thinks.
Yeah, and sometimes people use the word feel when they really are expressing a thought.
Yes.
Because the semantics gets messed up in this area. A feeling is a feeling in the body. So if he's really expressing a thought and he's using the word, I feel this, but it's really a thought, then that's one thing. But if he's going back and forth, I'm not sure in this instance if he's going to saying, I feel terrible about this and I think we should do that in the same breath, or I think we should do this and I just feel shitty. So then he's mixing at the same time. In that case, you just keep them in there. When you answer back, say, well, I appreciate your thoughts on that. However, I feel this about that. So you go right back to, you don't preach and teach. So she's got that. She has the understanding of it. And she's biting her knuckle, so to speak. And not blurting out and doing a preaching and teaching. But you just, what you say, Sue, you always say, just answer from your feminine and encourage them by doing that. You're not telling them what to do, but by you being in your
your feeling centeredness. I don't feel good about that. What do you think? Just try to roll with it in your subtle way.
And then, and then also sometimes, you know, Dr. Pat says sometimes both couples have to talk from their masculine. So you're supposed to say, you know, you both think, I think this and I think that. You kind of, Dr. Pat says, put on a hat. So you know both in your masculine. So if he has thoughts and you want to be in your thoughts, you need to signal, oh, can I tell you my thoughts on this? And you both go into your masculine. So it's kind of a dance you have to do, and you have to catch which energy you're in and which one to pull out from your partner so you can keep in your feminine and get him back to his masculine. Sometimes he's going to be in his feminine because they're not masculine 24/7. And then you may just have to just listen to him vent. And then, you know, is there anything I can do to help us do better is how you answer it. When he's having a little bitch session, you don't fix feelings. Kelly, do you have anything you want to add to that?
My curiosity is the age of the people.
Oh, they don't have ages, but I'm looking. Well,
yeah, we can add to that. That's a good point, Kelly. Thank you. If indeed he is over approaching and over 50, then he is going to be more feeling centered than he was in his younger years. So that's a given as well.
And good then point. If she's getting more over her 50, she's going more into her masculine by nature. So she'll be more in her head as well. She'll be hard to get down into her feelings because she's losing her estrogen. She's wearing the progesterone, the testosterone.
So there's the androgens. That's right.
So different good things. So hopefully, I think she's reading this. So hopefully, I think I just got some. She said, "Thank you so much. We are both listening in." So hopefully, if you want to call the station, we'd love to have you both on. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. When you call, Sam puts you in the queue, and then he calls you back to be on the show. And sometimes the people don't see the phone ring because it goes to spam.
Or don't recognize the number.
She says he's 72 and she's 54. So there we go. He's more in his feelings, but you have to treat him like he's in his masculine. Shifting to his feminine side.
Just as long as typically we don't want both people to be in the masculine or the feminine at the same time. We're hoping we can teach people to speak, at least speak from one to the other. And then if they want to come from their feelings, they go, okay, I want to express how I feel about this. Then you're flagging them that you are.
Yeah. And then the tool that Dr. Allen says, if he's in his feminine and he's kind of having a meltdown, you as a woman trying to stay feminine, just ask, is there anything I can do to help us? That helpful to work as a team to get to a solution. So you don't have to fix and rescue him and be in your masculine. You're trying to pull him to get his leadership.
This is great day-to-day stuff that helps people get along.
Perfect. Well, with that, I just want to do a little bit of announcement. Starting the beginning of the year, we're going to have, we have a caller. Caller, you're on the air with Patricia, Sue, and Kelly. Do you have a question for us?
Hi, ladies. Yes, I have a dream. Patricia, are you willing?
We'll take a quick dream.
It's not too long.
Yeah, it can't be long. We got other callers.
Okay, so the dream that I had not too long last night, I was with my boyfriend and in my dream, and I felt not really like satisfied, like he was not meeting my needs of attention and other stuff. And then he was like not with me, going, doing some things. And then a new guy came in and he was like, he was 19 years old. He was like 16 years younger than me. And he said that I want to be your boyfriend and I can give you everything that the other guy cannot give it to you.
Okay, well, I'll just quickly say, in our dreams, I'll give you the quick version of this. Everyone in our dreams represents an aspect of ourself. So even the boyfriend in your dream represents an aspect of yourself. So what is his character type in a nutshell? What is his personality?
Well,
how would you describe him?
One person, my current boyfriend, he's
type.
I don't know. I mean, okay. He's busy working,
okay, that's not a personality type. But anyway, I'll tell you quickly. He represents your older feelings, because men in dreams represent your feelings, your older feelings in yourself. And this new image of a person represents your new emerging feelings of being satisfied. So you can always contact Sue and get a hold of me, and I'll give you a complimentary dream session if you want to go in detail. But this is people in our dreams are representational of different aspects of ourself. So this is something in yourself you're getting in touch with, and your area of satisfaction in love. Okay.
Got it. And just a quick question about the appointments with you. Do you do like 30 minutes, 15 minutes?
Sue. We can't give all that information out on
contact Sue.
Contact me and I'll forward you Patricia's contact number. You can reach me at info@drpatallen.com and I'll forward you to Patricia, and then she can answer all the questions. Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Happy holidays, guys.
I was saying that starting next year, we'll be offering some more check-in groups, and Kelly will be doing some privates, and I'll be doing privates and some check-in groups, and Patricia Eltinge is great with the dreams and also life scripts. So if you want any information, email me or call me, and I can give you all the information and details on what we have going on next year. Oh, thank you. We have another caller. You're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
Hi. Yes, I just wanted to talk to you about a lesson that I learned.
Okay, go ahead.
I was dating a man, or a man was dating me like a couple of months, and in the beginning he had said he was okay with being my boyfriend, but it was his first relationship, and I never stipulated like monogamous long-term leading to mating, and so that kind of bit me in the butt, because
you never set up a contract. Is that what you didn't
yeah
set
I
up?
Never set up a contract. So like I learned a big lesson, because I guess the good thing about it is that I still was using all the tools, and he's actually been like one of the best relationships I've ever been in, and communication wise, and then just
great.
Like loving and everything. Yeah.
Are you still with him?
Yeah, I'm still great. With him. We actually talked about it, and now he's saying, you know, because at first he started talking about like maybe, you know, he's like, oh, like maybe he wanted an open relationship. And I was like, well, you know, like I made a mistake then, because that's not what I want, but he's agreed to be monogamous with me.
Okay.
And yeah. And
that's called a cleanup. You cleaned it up as soon as you recognized that you made a mistake.
Yeah.
Very good.
It was kind of a hard week too, because I abruptly broke it off with him, but he never like stopped calling. And then we ended up talking about it, and then I told him, then I guess I was being, at that point, I was probably being too masculine, just, you know, like breaking up with him like that. But I guess my question is like, if you do find somebody and they're not compatible, you know, that's why, because he even said, he's like, I don't like ultimatums. And I was like, well, I'm not trying to give you an ultimatum. I just found out that I made a mistake, but not putting myself like truthfully tell you beforehand, you know, like everything that I wanted. And, but he just said that he just loves me too much, and he's like willing to do that. And, so I appreciated that. I just wanted to like share that, because I was like, wow, like I can't believe, you know, I've been using everything else, and I've learned like a lot of lessons with, you know, everything. And I just thought I'd share that because,
thank you for calling.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the one that tried to like call and I was calling on the wrong day.
Okay. Like, what? The only thing I heard that would need a cleanup is when he said he wanted to have an open relationship. You would say you stroke him. I appreciate you want an open relationship. However, then you make your stand. You have to always make the stroke when they say something you disagree with.
Yes. I have been actually.
Good.
Doing that. I think he just didn't like that I broke it off because he was like, no, he's like, we could have still worked on it. It's fine. And then I was like, okay, if that's what you want. And so he just said, just don't do that again, like breaking up with him. And so I was like, okay. Yeah.
Well, that's good, because before you break up, you go in and you have a talk, you know, I make up an appointment to talk. And tell him you're concerned and you're considering breaking up and see rather than storming in and bombing him.
Right. Yeah. And so today he's coming over for the first time this week and we're going to have dinner. I mean, we already got back together, but, you know, it's the first time we're going to see each other. So I'm planning on doing that also, like cleaning it up a little bit more and then just like reassuring him that next time. Because that's what he said, too. He's just like, you could have just talked to me about it.
Yeah, just, you know. Then what you just, don't dwell on this, because then you'll be a nag. Just say, you know, I'm so happy that you came over and you reconsidered getting back together. That makes me happy. Next time I will not make a mistake and not tell you what I'm really feeling. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I feel good. I've actually been feeling good with him up until that point. And he was really, every time that I made an appointment, he was just very like quick to listen to me and he cherishes me. And so so I don't want to lose that with him. I can't believe that like I broke up, but at the same time I was thinking it was because we weren't compatible, but he's willing to, you know, try it. And I was like, that's great. You know, like trying for the relationship, like that's the best, two people could do.
So. With compatibility, you want to see if they're 51% valuable, then they're keepers on the worst date. When you're incompatible, that's like somebody wants babies and somebody doesn't. Somebody wants to stay at home and they want her to go to work. It's things that you can't negotiate. That's incompatibility a lot of times.
Right. Okay. Well, that's actually a good way to put it better, like things you can't negotiate.
Yeah, if you can't negotiate, if one wants to live in New York and one absolutely wants to live in California, you could negotiate part-time, but sometimes that's incompatible. The thing with kids, that's usually pretty incompatible. Yeah.
Right.
That's a good guide to go by. 51% valuable on the worst day when you just want to, you can't stand him. What is the 51% that's good?
I mean, I haven't gone to, I haven't even been to the, I can't stand him yet. So,
That's your gauge.
Even when he's being a little annoying, it's not even a big deal.
That's still 51% good.
But anyway, I just wanted to share that. And
thank you. Keep us posted. If you have any, questions before you break up with him, call us.
I won't do that. Okay.
Or if he's driving you crazy and you want to teach, preach, bitch, or moan, call us.
Yes, definitely. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
That was, she was the one I got a call. She was calling me on Tuesday saying she couldn't get on. And I'm like, we're not on Tuesdays.
Well, she must have been listening to an archive. That's good. A replay. Right.
Yeah, a replay. Sometimes there's and you can always go in and listen to the replays from years back for other information. And Dr. Allen also has her seminars, the old seminars on Apple's iTunes. A lot of people go back in there. There's like 7 years worth from like 2017 back. So those are good to listen to.
Very helpful.
Yeah. So do you ladies have any questions from your call-in groups or call-in people?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Kelly. Go ahead.
I do. Okay, I have a young newlywed couple. They are in month 7. And wouldn't you know it, it's the holiday season. So it's become an all-out war of where they're going to go on Christmas Eve and where they're going to go on Christmas Day. His family wants them to come to Vermont for the week from Christmas Eve through New Year's. And her family wants the same.
Well, don't you just like switch and rotate it back and forth so each one gets fair share?
Well, it's their first year of marriage during the holiday season. And both mothers are being mothers. You know.
Uh-oh, we have a caller. So let's keep that in mind. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
I do. Hi, how you guys doing? I just was wondering what a red flag is when you first meet a man and they're just gung-ho and mention, you know, wanting to, that you're the one and you want, he wants to get married already and just on the first date.
Well, Dr. Allen gets those questions all the time. She says, you know, let's go to get a ring. That will scare him. Yeah. Isn't that what Dr. Allen says? There's typically
and men know what. First of all, men know within what 5 they dates they yeah. know what they want much sooner often than we do. And the men sometimes know on the first date, this is the woman for me, and I'm going to grab her before somebody else does. And they always know within 5 dates.
The woman doesn't have to be in a relationship. She can just say, I appreciate you're that interested. I'd still like to get to know you better till I decide if you're the one for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But you can't put them down. You don't put them down. Well, if you like him enough, instead of losing him.
I haven't started dating yet. He was the first one. And he's like, I'd rather you not date anyone already. And I'm like, whoa. So I don't know, like,
you better be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. So that's what we do. We help people handle getting what they want. Now, some people get it quicker than others, and if you're using the tools, you will get it more quickly than somebody who's not using these techniques. And so why don't you just say, well, I'd like to date you some more. I feel most comfortable dating you a few more times and seeing if what compatibility we have, get to know you better, right, Sue?
Yeah, if I mean, he may want you off the market, but you get to decide what you want as well. It may be too soon for you to be off the market and exclusive. You might say, you have to stroke him. Oh, I so appreciate you want to date me exclusively. Then you make your stand. However, I'd like to get to know you a little more and date others. So I'm comfortable with who I choose to be exclusive with. And then he has to work harder to win you over.
I see. Okay.
But you don't make him wrong for wanting to have you all to himself, because that's men's desire, to keep women to themselves and let nobody else have you.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's what we want them. We want them to be in that position. We want them to come from that position. But it's like the Olympics. May the best man win.
Yes. Good point.
Okay. That's great. Okay. That's a good way to put it. Okay.
Yeah. So no red flags there.
Okay. Great. And then when you don't have, when you like a guy so much, but you just don't have that chemistry, does that mean you're incompatible?
No, that's separate from compatibility. Compatibility is to do with lifestyle. You like the things you like in life, the things you like to do. That's compatibility. Chemistry is to do with your bodily sensations when you're around the person. You have biological chemistry with them. They turn you on.
And that's what I don't have with this one gentleman. I don't have how many
dates have you been on with him?
It's so sad. I've been seeing him off and on for about a year.
You can't manufacture chemistry, darling. Chemistry is either there or it isn't there.
Yes.
Okay. So when you kiss somebody and it doesn't feel like anything, that's pretty much...
You don't have the chemistry. Chemistry comes through, actually chemically, through the airways with when you're within 2 feet of somebody. You sense their chemistry through your olfactory, goes up through your Jacob's organ, and it hits your brain, and you have chemistry with that person. It's a very real thing, and you can't get it through the phone or texting or online. You have to be in person to see if you have chemistry.
Okay.
Now we do have Dr. Allen. If you want to let him down, and do you want to continue to date him?
I think it's time to let him go because he really wants more. Yeah,
Here's a script I'll say, and you can listen to it again on the archives. If he asks you out again, you can say, thank you so much for asking me out. However, I don't want to lead you. I don't have that special chemistry that says we're a match, and I don't want to lead you on. So if you want to go out.
That's the golden parachute. Yes.
If you want to go out, I'd be happy to go out with friends, but I'd not. I don't have that special chemistry. That lets him off without rejecting him too bad. Like just go, we don't want to ghost people.
Right. And that's what's happening right now.
It's the gentle, it's the gentle way out.
Okay. Yeah. And it's appropriate because he's taking me great places and we've had fun, but it's just not there.
You're going to tell him that you'll be more than happy to be friends. And use the tools that Sue just gave you about you don't have that special chemistry.
Yeah, you can listen to it on the archives later tomorrow. I think it'll be up if you need a repeat of it. Yeah.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you, caller.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay. We're answering Kelly's question. So there's two newlyweds, and they both want to do, the two ladies want to do, well, what do you want our opinion or what did you tell them, Kelly?
Oh, no, I want to hear what you guys had to say first.
Well, I always say, you know what? You're just going to have to switch. It's called the first one. You do a draw maybe and get who gets the first choice. And then you rotate it next year that you switch it to the other one gets that option. What would you say? Oh, we got another caller. Caller, you're on the air with Kelly, Sue and Patricia. Do you have a question for us?
Yes, I have a question. This is for Sue. I've been working with Sue. So I sent the hi bye letter to my ex.
Okay.
And it's been about a week and there's been no response.
Is this the old ex?
Yes, this is the old ex. I haven't talked to him in 2 years.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry. You still have 8 weeks.
Oh, okay.
For him to get back to you. You sent it. So he's got 8 weeks, and you know what? If he doesn't reach you, then it's over, but at least you'll never wonder, I wish I would have, you know, tried to get him back or tried to reach out. So I know it's painful, but ladies, this is the biggest thing that my group ladies have. Patience. It's not going to happen overnight. It takes weeks, sometimes months, 2 months, 8 weeks. That's 2 months for them to come back.
or not.
Yeah, or not. But at least you'll learn the lesson so that you will not repeat it again.
And sometimes they come back a year later and you start over from square one as friends.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He could they still around sometimes a year later.
Okay. So since there's 8 weeks, at the end of the 8 weeks, I don't reach out anymore, right?
No, you don't. No. You just leave it, and he knows it's out there. You know he got it. Do you know he got it? Do you know he
received it? Well, yeah, it was sent. It was sent.
Okay, so you know he received it. He's got to ruminate on it, so sometimes it can take 8 weeks.
And I've known, in my world, I've known them to take up to the 11th hour eighth week before they contact you and say, I've thought about it and I want you to be in my life forever.
You have to trust the system.
Yeah. Versus getting somebody back that she let go prematurely. Mm-hmm. So we sent a high letter to try and let him open a door. Mm-hmm. So he still has to think about whether he wants to open that door and go back in, go back through it to you. So about 8 weeks, unfortunately. But you know what? I always keep your mindset positive. Because when he calls, I don't want you to doubt yourself.
Yeah, so expect him to come back.
You can have that mindset. It's always good. But while you have that, you're also attracting other men because you're positive. Mm-hmm. You're not moping about missing him because men pick up on that.
Okay. And I also have one other guy dated a while ago. It's only been 7 months. Do you recommend I also send one to him and then just wait at the same time?
Is he still reaching out to you? Didn't we were going to do a Merry Christmas to him and see if he reaches out, weren't we?
Oh, this is another one.
Okay. If you want, send the same letter to him too if you haven't talked to him in a while.
Okay.
But redo it to fit him, what you remember about him.
Okay, and
did you leave him prematurely?
With him, long story short, is we were having good momentum, and then he invited me to go to Toronto for a wedding, and then the next week, out of nowhere, he was like, I'm dating someone else, and then I got really mad, but I was like, I didn't have the proper communication tool, so then I yelled at him, I really angry.
Well,
message and
block. Were you guys did you have a contract of exclusivity?
At the time he told me he wasn't seeing anyone else and I wasn't either.
But you didn't say we both are together. He wasn't seeing anybody.
No.
So you really didn't set up a contract that the two of you were going to only see each other.
Yeah.
So you have to write in the bottom lesson, you know, somewhere in it that you made a mistake for blowing up because you weren't not in a committed relationship exclusive. And this was a painful lesson. Write it out and send it to me again. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You assumed you were in a monogamous relationship just because he wasn't dating. But he didn't say, I only want to date you.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I will send that to you.
Okay.
Thanks. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. So to answer Kelly's question, Patricia, do you want to answer it?
No, let's see what Kelly had to say.
She wanted us to answer it.
Yeah.
I gave my input. I said each year switch it back and forth.
She's trying to work out this year. I understand. Yeah. Yes, here we go.
Here we go. You're on air with Patricia, Kelly, and Sue. Do you have a question for us?
I do. Hello, ladies. This is
Hi. So how's it going?
Everything is going fine, but I just heard about the lady who said she didn't get a contract with the exclusive contract with the guy. So the man I've been dating for 3 months, he said that, you know, he's thinking that, well, he didn't say these exact words, but about marriage with me. And, but every time I say, you know, I don't know what's going on between us, he doesn't say, you know, well, we have an exclusive arrangement or anything about exclusivity. I haven't slept with him, don't plan on it before marriage. So I just, you know, say, oh, that's so nice. Okay. You know, things like that, encouraging things.
But it sounds like he thinks it in his head, but you didn't sign up for you didn't talk about your contract with him.
You need a verbal contract of what you want, what your...
Yeah.
See, the woman sets the standard, so you need to set the standard, your standard. You know the drill by now. Do you want to go over it with her, Sue?
No, you can, but it sounds like he wants exclusivity because they always want their women to be hooked to them. But you get to decide because now I'm hearing you're in limbo. You don't know where you stand.
Right, and I'm meeting his daughter for Christmas. I met his two sisters at Thanksgiving.
Well, Kelly, You tell her that I've answered the couple. You
well,
tell
you do you want to be exclusive with this man?
I do. I want to marry him.
Well, then you say what your agreement is. You say, I have so much fun with you. I have so much chemistry with you. And when you talk about these things, it makes me, my feelings towards you are that I would really love to be in a long-term committed relationship with you and everything that goes with that, and including sensuality, sexuality, and long-term going towards marriage. What do you think about that?
Okay. Yep, you got to put it out there. If you feel like you're in limbo, you definitely have to, especially if he's talking marriage and he's introduced you to his sisters and now his daughter at Christmas. That's kind of a big deal. Don't you think so, ladies?
I do. And then he's not going to, some men don't come up personally and ask you. Everybody's got this mind reading that they.
You have to present it, what you would want out of your life. This is your life, and you're setting the standard for your life. And they, sometimes it takes the pressure off of them. Like this one sounds like he just needs the pressure taken off of him, knowing if he could know that you would go in that direction with him. It's scary for them too to ask.
His statements may be testing you, like for you to say, well, I'd love to marry you. You know, he's talking about marriage to you and you're like, that's nice. That's kind of it's almost like a little bit like blow off. You know what I mean? Be like, I made meatloaf for dinner. That's nice. You know?
Yeah. He needs to know that you're on board. You're on board. Let him know you're on board with this.
Okay. Kelly, like when I hear you say it, I was like, oh gosh, that doesn't sound good at all.
No, that doesn't.
Okay.
He might be hinting for you to jump in and say you're looking for the same thing. You want an exclusive relationship headed
and
towards
do it with enthusiasm. Say, you are? I'm looking for that too.
Okay.
They love the enthusiasm with what their ideas and direction has been expressed. So enthusiastically answer him.
Okay.
Yeah, like, here's the thing. He says, I'm thinking about marrying you. And I say, what are we waiting for?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have some juice to go on now?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
No, you don't necessarily have to wait for him to bring it up. If he brings it up, I want you to be really enthusiastic. Like, I'm a jump up and do like a dance of Salome. But you're sitting in limbo now. And me and the girls were saying to you, you know what you want. You know what your expectancy is with respect to the relationship. So, you know, you can say you mentioned XYZ. And I just wanted to really let you know that that's, you know, like Patricia said, that's so exciting to me. And it really gives me warm feelings towards you, you know.
And it matches my goals, too. And it matches where I want to go in my life, too. And it wouldn't be, I wouldn't want to do it with anybody but you. They need to know that they need to feel special, too.
Okay. This is nice. This is good.
Well, we'll expect a call back after Christmas and hear the update.
We want to hear the Christmas miracle.
Okay. Ladies, happy holidays. Thank you so much.
Happy holidays, darling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay.
Let's get to Kelly's question before
we... Yeah, right.
Okay, so here's what happened. I said, okay, so we can either fight about it, we can negotiate about it, or we can play a simple game of Rochambeau, rock, paper, scissors. And they were just absolutely silent. And then they go, then she says, rock. And he says, I said, no, you can't do it that way because now he's going to say paper.
Paper. Yeah.
Had to do it at the same time. So then it lightened the mood quite a bit. And then I said, which one of you has the better, more communicative relationship with your mother? And she said, I do. I said, okay. I said, so take the pressure off. You talk directly to your mother and explain the situation and why it's so difficult that you really, really, really want to be with her, but you feel in this new marriage, it's important for his mother to have Christmas this time. I said, and then you can also negotiate saying, we'd love to spend Christmas and a few days after, but we're going to my mom's for New Year's. They were happy with that. They were great with that negotiation. Beautiful. But at first, excellent. It was so tense that I did. I popped it off at them. I'm like, let's play rock, paper, scissors. So sometimes you just got to lighten it up a little bit. And then I said, mm-hmm. Do you see where you can negotiate? Just even a little bit of negotiation there. And so she was like, I'm going to call my mom right now. And so she did on speaker with her new hubby there and me. And she talked to her mother and her mother was totally receptive and said, you do what you need to do. I'll be here. We can do a second Christmas or whatever makes you happy. So it was really successful. It was really wonderful. And that was my Christmas miracle for one of my couples this time.
Oh, that's great. Very good.
Do you have any questions, Patricia, before we end? It's getting close. We got a couple minutes.
Okay, well, I have a quickie, and it's in the same. There's a gal who writes in from Australia, and she is having a conflict with her husband about the building project, building a new house, and the builder gave them one pricing in on it, and then when it came to signing the contract, he upped the price, and so she thinks that's a shady guy, and he says, oh, we'll do it anyway. So the deposit went from 5,000, I'm just making a number, 5,000. Yeah, and it's close, 5,000. And then it went up to 18,000, even though the original, the verbal agreement was 5,000. Anyway, the husband said, go online and do with it. And she got pissed and she goes, I don't like this idea. I said, yeah, but if he doesn't mind spending the money. So there's something that we call acquiesce. And it's a good word for everyone out there to know when there's something going on somebody needs to agree to, in order for the team. And so acquiesce means you accept something reluctantly without protest. So she got that finally, and she wanted to back out of the deal completely. And I said, do you want to try a lesson here of acquiescing and not bitching and moaning to him because he wants to go ahead with the project? And will you acquiesce? That means go along with it reluctantly, but without protest.
Did she or is she doing it?
And she is doing just that. And I said, that means you can't bitch about it after the fact.
And even if it's a bomb, you can't say, I told you so.
Not at all. You go along with it all the way.
You took a risk, and it may cost you financially, but that's what you took for the team.
For the team. And so this is where we got down to. And this is a really big lesson for this gal.
Okay. Well, people, we're at the end of our hour here. So we want to thank all the callers. And again, if you want any help, we have groups, privates, life scripts, dreamed interpretation. I can help you with anything you want help with. Just contact me at the office at info@drpatallen.com, or you can call me 949-723-0338. And we'll see you next week. I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. Ladies, do you want to say anything?
I would love to say Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone. I hope that your season is blessed with all the joy it can bring.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Bye-bye.
We'll be back. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.